The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. In the past year, Cuba's communist government has finally given citizens internet access on their phones and in their homes. But in reality, Cubans have had their own online platform for most of this century. Now they're worried the state is taking it away.
I remember when I was very young, I was probably 14 years old, people in Cuba was connected.
Denise Delgado is a visiting scholar at Florida International University's Cuban Research Institute. More than a decade ago, she was a teenager in Havana. She discovered an underground Cuban internet platform, or rather intranet platform, called the Street Network, SNET. At first, Delgado used SNET's chat rooms just to find new friends and hangout spots. But then...
over time, I can see the evolution of this virtual space. It was surprising to see the creativity of the people generate something that was not controlled by the state.
Not controlled by the state. Cubans could plug into SNET if they could get hold of prohibited computer equipment like Wi-Fi repeaters. It was jerry-rigged, to be sure, and it wasn't connected to the web per se. Still, an estimated 50,000 people use it today. They can download and share media, music, software, and especially video games smuggled into Cuba. The one rule? No pornography or politics. But Delgado says users can and do speak their minds.
It was academic freedom.
Academic freedom mattered to Delgado. She was an aspiring sociologist in a society where ideas are strictly controlled. And she saw that while SNET was officially illegal, it was unofficially tolerated.
It opened my mind to different opinions or viewpoints about social problems or issues. For SNET, I used to make a questionnaire. Hey, what do you think about this?
Delgado is now getting her PhD in the U.S. She plans to stay here. But like SNET users back on the island, she fears the Cuban regime is now trying to erase that freedom. This month, the regime put SNET under control of the Communications Ministry. It said SNET's bandwidth exceeded legal limits for private networks. SNET organizers and fans protested. Some say they were later harassed or detained. One of them was Ernesto de Armas. This is him from a video expressing his opposition to the SNET takeover at a protest. A few days later, he tweeted that police had briefly detained him. That's Pablo Julio Plaferia, a top communications ministry official. He's telling state TV the regime doesn't want to shut down SNET. It just wants to, quote, improve SNET for the benefit of Cuban society. But SNET users in Cuba say that now the Cuban government is selling Wi-Fi to Cubans, it doesn't want to compete with a private platform like SNET that has nationwide reach. Denise Delgado, who started using SNET as a teenager, says the regime probably wants to co-opt the ingenious platform.
They want SNET people to be collaborators or to work for the state.
And Delgado says SNET poses a more primal threat to the Cuban state, as this unidentified SNET activist put it on video during a protest this month.
Todo mi opinión personal. Falta control.
Falta de control, the activists said. They fear they're losing control. Ever since the Cuban regime began loosening internet restrictions last December, grassroots social media activism has indeed been growing, especially this summer.
With the impact of internet, there is a new culture of speaking out, especially young people. SNET is a space where people can also organize themselves.
As a result, the SNET takeover by the Cuban government may be the first sign of a crackdown on internet freedom. But SNET users say it won't be easy to put that cyber genie back in the bottle.
Cubans are creative. There are going to be new independent communication spaces that people will create.
Which might help explain why Cuba's government waited so long to connect the island to the internet in the first place. For WLRN News, I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.